Good morning, Reese.
Good morning.
Artie
Newton, cousin Rick. How's everything going?
Yeah, yeah.
Everything going according to plan?
Pretty much. Yeah, I'm here on in Vineyard Haven on Martha's Vineyard, and Rick is in Needham.
As long as you don't run out of white wine and brie, Bob, you'll be all set there on the vineyard.
Yeah, I'm actually hitting the rum myself. Okay, well, we have some lovely weather here. I know it's like 80 degrees and sunny, so
wow.
That's kind of cool. So I guess we'll go on and just have a have Rick go into the ride of the week.
Okay, yeah. The ride of the week, which I actually drove down to see you on the vineyard earlier this week,
right,
is the 2019 Jetta GLI 2.0 turbocharged Jetta. And it's a 2.0 liter, 28 horsepower, and 258 pound-feet of torque. And this is a bread-and-butter Volkswagen. It comes in tornado red exterior. It seems Volkswagen makes all their provides all their press cars in tornado red, so they get a lot of notice and they look really sharp.
Mm-hmm.
And the Jetta, this is 5-star safety rated, so it's got the highest government safety rating. The EPA numbers on this are 29 miles per gallon combined city and highway. That's 25 city and 32 highway. But you can change the driving modes on this car to do sport or eco driving. And in the eco mode, I was getting nearly 36 miles to the gallon, according to the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right.
And, the car is built in Puebla, Mexico. And the engine is made in Mexico. The transmission comes from Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And there's 7% U.S. and Canadian parts content.
Okay.
And, the base price of this is $26,795. And that's with everything on it. And, with destination charge, it bumps up about another $900. But it has a 7-speed transmission. It has stop-start technology, so when you stop at a traffic light, the engine shuts off to save you even more gas. And it's fully LED lit, LED headlights, running lights, and tail lights.
Mm-hmm.
And, you get a color customer lighting inside. You can change the lighting to suit your mood.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's nice.
But there's no CD player.
No CD player. Okay. Well, cool.
Yeah.
Any other automotive news you have?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We're chock-a-block here. And, last week, the New England Motor Press Association had a meeting at its not-so-secret headquarters to get a preview on the new Cadillac XT6, which is a mid-sized luxury SUV. And, this has some interesting technology in it. And the Cadillac folks were saying that, the base model here, the premium luxury model, comes in around $52,600.
Mm-hmm.
And the sport model you can get for $57,000, roughly. And but they say they pack a lot of technology and driver convenience for the price. And one thing that's kind of cool is it's got a what they call a full display mirror. There's a special camera in the back that you can adjust, and you can display it on your rear view mirror in the car. So if you have a passenger in the back or large cargo, you can see rearward just as if they weren't there. And you can adjust the brightness of this and zoom it. And because of that, you can get a view that looks almost like your rear view mirror in the center of the windshield.
Uh-huh.
So that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
And it's also got, it will eventually have what GM calls Super Cruise technology, which it's a adaptive cruise control that uses both camera and radar, and it helps you keep centered in the lane while it's driving the vehicle on its own in super cruise mode. It has the radar and the camera that'll maintain the distance between you and the forward vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And also, there's a camera inside that monitors the driver face and eyes, so that if the driver, say, is distracted, say, looking over and talking to the passenger, it'll give you a warning to keep your eyes on the road.
Mm.
So that, that's kind of creative, little creative safety.
Yeah.
And then it also has wireless charging for cell phones. It's got what they call near-field electronic technology so that you can pair your phone very easily. You don't have to go through a menu and put in numbers and things like that. It's got a Bose Premium 14-speaker system, and the car is tuned to be quiet. And in addition to that, it's active noise canceling. The sound system has microphones that pick up extraneous noise and generate a signal that cancels that out. Yeah. And you can even get night vision, so you can see not only other vehicles, but pedestrians and large animals. And the Cadillac technology guy is saying they're just waiting for federal approval to activate what they call active beam headlights. They're LED headlights that just give you a bright view out the front, but a camera on the windshield will detect another car coming and turn off the multiple headlight beam in that area so you don't blind the driver coming towards you, yet you still have a bright view of the road ahead. So that's kind of neat. So when you pay that much, you get kind of a lot of technology.
Yeah. Yeah, that seems like a great idea, you know, because, I mean, it's like, not only does it dim the lights for oncoming traffic, which, you know, again, a lot of times I know, at times, you know, I just forget, you know, I mean, I just kind of, you know, space out for forget to turn the lights down. And so this would do it automatically, but also maintain your brightness on the road. That's pretty cool.
Yep, that's kind of neat. And wrapping up the automotive news.
Okay.
Remember last year when SpaceX and Elon Musk launched that sports car on the heavy rocket? Well,
yeah.
It just completed its first orbit of the sun.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. So that's kind of our Musk news for this week.
Right. Now is that...
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that like a really then eccentric orbit where it goes in close to the sun and comes back out near where the Earth's orbit is?
No, I don't think so, because then it wouldn't be near us. It's more probably a fairly circular orbit.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. And then what, eventually it spirals into the sun, perhaps?
Not yet.
Not yet.
No, the other Musk news is that a lot of the Musk sycophants are gathering in Boca Chica, Texas to see the next hop of the Star Hopper to 200 meters or 600 feet.
Yeah.
And, we'll see how the control system works on that. I don't see any problem. It went up 20 meters, so 200 meters shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah. When does that happen?
Momentarily.
Really? No kidding.
Who knows? But they keep... closing the roads and then opening them, then the FAA has to give them permission, and going back and forth.
Okay, well, we'll see how that goes.
Right. But in other space news, see, we're segueing here.
Yeah.
Okay. NASA yesterday announced that it's authorizing the final design of the Europa Clipper space probe, and this will be a orbiter that goes to Jupiter's moon Europa, the icy moon.
Right.
And this is going to search for the signs of life on the icy moon and under the surface and so on.
Hmm.
Yep, and it's it looks like it could launch in 2023, but the program date is looking more like 2025.
Okay.
And that's from Jet Propulsion Laboratory and the Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Lab.
All right.
They'll be doing that.
Yeah. Well, I unfortunately, I guess we've reached the top of the hour, and I think Reese has to do a little station ID here.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So,
okay. You want to wrap it?
We should call it a wrap, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, well, until we'll next Tuesday.
Yeah, so Reese, thanks a lot for having us on the air.
Absolutely.
And,
glad we could all get together.
Yeah, and we could all get together, and maybe we could do it again next Tuesday.
Yeah, next Tuesday sounds like a perfect time. Let's do it.
Okay.
All right, y'all have a great day.
Okay, you too, Reese. Take
bye
care. Play some
bye.
Great music. Okay,
bye.